young people by the thousands and thousands being encouraged to believe that what's in their head about their sex, actually, that what's in their head about their sex is true, even though it contradicts their biology. And you're like, wow, this is a massive problem. And you know, all these things we see, abortion, contraception, transgenderism, divorce, remarriage, we keep going on, they're all symptoms of this thing, of this root problem. You know, many of the saints who go through, you have written down, you know, various steps for spiritual direction and all of that, they will say that many people become frustrated as they try to sort of clear out sin from their life, because they find themselves committing the same sin. I mean, the joke among Catholics is, I go back to confession, I'm telling the same thing again, week after week, or every 2 weeks, or whatever. You know, I'm always telling the same thing. Well, yeah, you're telling the same thing, because all you're doing is just attacking the leaves on the tree, not attacking the root.
Right, right,
and
right.
And one of those seven capital sins, perhaps the second one, are the root, and that's what's got to be torn out of the soul. That particular appetite for that sin, you know, pride, lust, gluttony, anger, whatever. And well, that's the same thing here. You know, you have all of the, you know, and you know, they do good work. I mean, folks are doing good work in trying to, you know, the pro-life people trying to, different movements and groups that are trying to, you know, change this law and change that law and, you know, get this guy on the Supreme Court and they said overturn Roe. I mean, but the love for abortion that this country has does not begin with a love for abortion. That's a symptom of the much deeper problem of love of self, that the world needs to revolve around me, that, you know, so much so that someone else can die because they are inconvenient to me. That is the problem, and this is a multi-generational thing.